Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. New federal government research estimates longtime Appalachian coal miners are suffering from black lung disease at the highest rate in nearly half a century. Justin Hicks with the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom reports researchers point toward a toxic silica dust as the primary driver.
The National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health has published a research letter showing that incurable lung disease in Appalachian underground coal miners is continuing to increase. It's especially prevalent in the most experienced miners, where 1 in 3 are now estimated to have black lung. Scott Laney co-authored the paper and says the findings should come as no surprise to people in rural Appalachia.
You can't go to a high school basketball match without seeing an oxygen tank being hauled around by people.
Researchers say silica dust needs to be monitored in mines, but noted that federal mine regulators under Trump have indefinitely suspended enforcement for stricter dust violations. I'm Justin Hicks in Louisville.
You can hear a longer version of that story here at 90.3 at 5:44 or at WPLN.org. Tennessee is set to execute Anthony Darrell Hines on Thursday, but he and his legal team want the U.S. Supreme Court to stop that from happening. They want the state to appoint a special master, which means a court-appointed investigator, to look into whether Hines' rights are being violated. The state refused that request. The Supreme Court would review the lower court's denial. The lawyers argue Hines' rights are being violated because of the Tennessee Department of Corrections' choice of contracted doctor. During a problem-free execution, the doctor is there to call time of death. But if the medical staff can't place traditional IVs in the arms, the doctor is tasked with placing a central line in a deeper vein. A doctor tried and failed to do that during Tony Carruthers' failed execution in May. All signs point to TDOC using the same doctor for Hines' execution. Governor Bill Lee announced Tuesday he would not grant Hines clemency. Unless the courts intervene, the state will begin Hines' execution at 10 a.m. on Thursday. His lawyer said it would, quote, be a grotesque spectacle for the execution to go forward. This is 90.3.